You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Police Department is actively searching for a carjacking suspect who reportedly stole a Prevea Health shuttle van. 46-year-old Geraldine Soto of Kashina allegedly approached a Prevea Health employee with a large knife and told him to exit the van, a 2022 dark gray Chrysler Pacifica. Police believe Soto drove the van outside of the Green Bay area. Soto is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone who sees the van is asked to call 911 immediately and to not approach her or the vehicle. Shawnee police are investigating the death of a 2-year-old child on Saturday, July 5th. According to a news release, due to the age of the child and the nature of the incident, the police department is following protocol and is treating the death as suspicious. They're releasing no other information at this time. The Green Bay Area Public School District says Wisconsin's 2025-27 biennial budget does not provide the necessary funding for the school district, saying it will have to make cuts and that the state budget places the burden of funding schools on the shoulders of property owners. In a press release, the Green Bay Area Public School District stated that the new state budget does not provide any additional state aid to address inflation. The special education reimbursement is not guaranteed, and Green Bay is one of the 66% of districts in the state that will see funding decreases for schools. For more details and a link to the press release, please visit our website. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that a legislative committee cannot block administrative rules made by state agencies, potentially paving the way for a statewide ban on conversion therapy by licensed professionals. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
State agencies like the Department of Natural Resources, the Department of Safety and Professional Services, and other divisions often make their own rules. And they're sometimes blocked from seeing those rules out by the legislature's Administrative Rules Committee, which has halted agency rules on things like vaccine requirements, environmental protections, and professional conduct. Governor Tony Evers filed a lawsuit arguing that the committee was acting like a legislative veto by blocking action from the executive branch. And the liberal majority on the state Supreme Court agreed. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed a pair of bills last week to pursue more nuclear power development in the state. One bill would provide $2 million to fund a study on potential locations for a nuclear fusion power plant. The other establishes a board to advance nuclear power production goals and organize a nuclear power summit in 2028. Upon signing the bills, Governor Evers said exploring nuclear power production is another way to lower carbon emissions and combat climate change while lowering energy costs for residents. There's a recent report about emergency services across the state, and it isn't good, especially in rural areas. But a new program may provide some relief. Terry Barr has more.
If you're facing an emergency, you want to know you can count on your local EMS and firefighters to help. But the results from a survey of Wisconsin fire chiefs shows there are problems, and it ranges from responding to calls with less staff than required and not having enough funding to pay the expenses. UW just created a rural EMS outreach program.
Service that's provided by the government for the betterment of the community. There's different ideas on how to fix it, but there's a general consensus that there's a lot of challenges in this space, there's a lot of funding issues in this space, and there's a workforce issue in this space. That's agreed upon. Just how do you get to those solutions varies a little bit, but I think that's more based on personal philosophy than partisanship.
James Small is now tasked with working with all sides through these challenges. His goal will be to increase the future sustainability of these important rural services.
The American Red Cross is asking all donors to give blood or platelets now to help keep the blood supply strong this summer. They're specifically looking for type O blood products. Now, this fun season adds challenges to keeping blood products on the shelves. Summer vacations and severe weather can have an impact on the ability to collect blood supplies and platelets. Scheduling and keeping donation appointments are crucial this month. See the story on our website for a list of blood donation opportunities throughout New Wisco. Football season's not that far away, and the Green Bay Packers are looking for seasonal employees with walk-in job fairs in July. The first is today from 4 until 6 p.m. See the story on our website for other days and times. The Packers are looking to fill roles in guest services and security. The job fairs will be held in the Johnsonville Tailgate Village on the east side of Lambeau Field. Applicants must be at least 16 years old, and those applying for game day roles must be available for all home games, potential playoff games, and other Lambeau events. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be on the lookout for potential scams during the holiday sales season. According to a press release, July is a popular time for businesses of all sizes to offer discounts for the 4th of July or the summer season in general. That means it's also a popular time for scammers to target potential victims with misleading advertisements or lookalike websites. The Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be wary of social media ads, fake package delivery messages, and unsecure websites. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Dodgers 3-1 to take a 2-0 lead over L.A. in the 3-game series. They wrap it up this afternoon here at AmFam Field. Milwaukee rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, with the start, gave up a home run to the Dodgers leadoff hitter Shohei Ohtani, Pat Murphy.
Giving up the leadoff home run, it's like getting knocked down in the first round. Here's one of the best hitters in the game, and he leaves a breaking ball up. He got back up, took a standing eight, and battled.
Mizorowski then settled in, not allowing another run throughout 6 innings, striking out 12 batters. Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw said he didn't know much about the Miz before the game. How about now?
Yeah, I know him now, huh? I mean, that was super impressive. That was really special. I mean, everything, you know, obviously the velo, but I mean, he's got 4 pitches, commands the ball, and I mean, I don't know how you hit that, honestly. That's just really tough.
That's Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's kind of annoying that the Jurassic Park franchise movies have been pretty mediocre. Having said that, it's hard to mess up a franchise where you have access to dinosaurs. Jurassic World Rebirth followed suit with most of the other films and received mediocre reviews. I thought about 2/3 of it was good. When dinosaurs are terrorizing, it's great fun, and there are a couple of moments that will make you jump from your seat. Not a full-blown Pete pick, but it's worth a look. Well, if you missed the first 2 installments of the Thomas Crown Affair in 1968 and 1999, you'll have another chance, as there is yet another remake of the film. Michael B. Jordan is set to star and direct the latest reboot. According to TheWrap.com, joining him in the cast will be Lily Gladstone and Kenneth Branagh. Branagh has received multiple Oscar nominations for acting and has won one for screenwriting for Belfast. The Thomas Crown Affair is expected to be released in 2027. Despite mediocre reviews, dinosaurs prevailed as box office champions over the 4th of July weekend. As expected, Jurassic franchise Rebirth, also known as Jurassic World Rebirth, was tops at the box office, pulling in $147 million domestically over the 5-day weekend and $318 million worldwide. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and some pretty impressive CGI dinosaurs. Coming in second place was the Brad Pitt-driven F1, which brought in $26 million and saw a somewhat respectable drop-off of 54% from the week before. How to Train Your Dragon came in third place with about $10 million in its fourth week of release. The family film is now at $224 million domestically, with well over a half a bill worldwide. Rounding out the top five were the Pixar film Elio with about $5 million buku Dolores, and 28 years later came in fifth place with $4.6 million at the gate. Actor Mark Ruffalo has taken shots at podcaster Joe Rogan, insinuating that Rogan is late to the game with his ICE raid outrage. The Kenosha-born Ruffalo said it's a little late now to pretend like Project 2025 didn't exist and wasn't the playbook all along, saying about Rogan, you are either not that smart or not that dumb. It's hard to tell at this point. Ruffalo has a host of projects set to drop in the coming months, and despite a solid performance as always, is still probably trying to forget he was part of Mickey 17. AMC Theaters recently announced they would play more commercials before movies to help offset a budget deficit. That's probably not something most moviegoers wanted to hear, but in a move in the other direction, beginning July 8th, the movie chain will offer 50% off tickets on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The chain has also announced they will offer discount popcorn and soda on those days. This will allow the movie-going public to save a few bucks while still trying to add a few extra pounds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 75 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 61. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 78. And then we do have a chance of scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.